What's the word, y'all? This is Devontae, this is Reaper Training, and y'all are now tuned into the Reaper Motivation Podcast. And I appreciate y'all for joining me today, bro. And today we have the topic of discussion is moderation. And the reason why I wanted to talk about moderation, so starting off, I consider myself very observant. Like I like to kind of read and analyze people and how they interact and what they do. And the beauty of, you know, today's world is that we're all so connected. You can see, you know, you can't get a good sense of how somebody is from, you know, the internet and things like that, but like a really good, not as good as you would if you were face to face with them, but you still get like a good sense of, all right, cool, like this dude's like this dude's like that, she's like this, she's like that, or something like that. And you know, I kind of, one thing that I've noticed, and I feel like it's almost, I feel like it comes from a place of rebellion, is that people are losing the ability to act in moderation and are losing matter of fact, I'm not going to say the ability, because anybody could act in moderation, but I feel like people are losing I feel like there's like not as much of an emphasis on it, or losing the mentality of it. And what I mean is this. So when I look at, you know, I talked about the red pill. I don't speak about politics very often on here, just because like I don't want it to be a political show, because I really don't. Just not my niche. But, you know, when I look at politics, when I look at the red pill, when I look at just social awareness now, just how people look at things, it's so many places to look at. I feel like people are losing the ability to be like, all right, this is too extreme, that's too extreme. And the reason why I say is this comes from a place of rebellion is because if I come to you, like if let's say we eat lunch together every day, and every day I'm like, hey, bro, eat healthy. That food is not healthy. And let's say you just got like some chicken and like some fried chicken and some fries and something like that. You'd be like, you know what, bro, you're right. Right? Most people would be like that. So maybe the next day, maybe you get a diet soda, and as opposed to fried chicken, you can get grilled chicken. And I say, hey, bro, that's still not healthy. You still eating fries. And let's say every day for a week, I keep critiquing your food about how healthy you need to eat. By like the next week, your ass will probably come in there with a full pack of Krispy Kreme donuts. Like, yeah, bitch, look at this. Now you just trying to, in spite of me fucking with you about what you was eating, you just trying to, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to eat this whole pack of donuts, and that's all I'm going to eat is donuts. Fuck you and healthy food. Whereas, you know, that wasn't a decision you made because it was good for you. That was a decision you made just in spite of me, right? And I think that's a lot of times what you see in some of these things. Like a case in point to me is just the social acceptance movement. Like every other post is, can we normalize this? Can we normalize that? I feel a lot of that comes from a rebellion type thing. So when you, for example, like when you talk to a lot of these women, right? With the exception of, you know, there's always going to be people who are more promiscuous. But, like, I don't know too many women that want to be a whore or a hoe. Like, that enjoy being a hoe, honestly. I don't know too many like that. Like, I haven't met a whole lot of them like that. Like, they'll do it. Like, they'll do it for a little bit. But, like, the moment they see somebody that they like, let me put it like this. When you see women put up those men ain't shit like videos and posts and things like that, they normally talk about like one or two people out of like 30 or 40 bodies or 20 bodies. That one, those one or two people were the only quality ones that they found, and they couldn't get them. So what that should tell you is they probably could have found what they were looking for in those other 20 or 30, but because they don't want to feel like they're being marginalized by sexist views and shit like that, they kind of go above and beyond what they have to do, whether they actually like doing it or not. You see that also with men, right? There's dudes who go out their way to be super duper just pro-left, right? Oh, I can cry when I want to cry. I could do this when I want to do this. They just, you know, they go out their way to just, you know, make themselves be as non-violent and non-confrontational and just whatever their idea of what a man is, they try to go the exact opposite. And it's more, and if you was to go and talk to, like, for example, like, there was a dude I was talking to, he was just, like, asking why I work out. And I was like, well, you know, there's a bunch of reasons. And he was just like, you know what? You work out because you're vain. I'm like, I guess that's part of it. He was like, you know, see me, I just feel like I'm got my one life to live and I'm just not going to work out. Because now, what that comes from really is you're not... You're trying to rebel because you know good and damn well there's no good thing that comes from stuffing your fucking face and sitting on the couch all fucking day. No one has to explain that to you. That a 2-year-old could tell you that, but that's your rebellion against the social norms. You see what I'm saying? So I feel a lot of times we allow the world to shift our views on things and push us into an extreme way of thinking where if you just kind of step back from the situation, look at it, you can act in moderation. And I see that a lot with the red pill. Like, you know, there's a lot of red pill like ideologies that aren't extreme ideologies, but the people that follow red pill make them extreme. Like there's so many, like for example, wanting a submissive woman. What wanting a submissive woman means is, like, if you're sitting on the couch with your girl, it's like, hey, baby, can you grab me some water? She'll be like, all right. And she'll go grab you something like that. And instead of her saying, what's wrong with your big ass feet? Some, you know, some goofy shit like that. What a submissive woman is not, which these motherfuckers get fucked up, is like you're plopped on a couch and you say, fetch my shoes, bitch. Like, no, that's not. that's what they be thinking. Like, oh, like one of the submissive women is if she doesn't go and scrub your feet after a long day of work, you got an RKO. Or like, bro, no, that's not what the fuck. That has nothing to do with being submissive. That's just you being a dickhead. But because like people don't know moderation, they're thinking the extreme. But again, what does that in due to? It's their reaction to their extreme. Because if someone who you fuck with, right? If someone who you rock with asks you, hey, bro, can you grab me a water? Let's say you already standing up. I'm not going to be like, what's wrong with your feet, gang, if I'm already standing up? All right, yeah, I got you. Or just, I mean, I don't know. It's just like you would want. Now, again, that's not every single day. Like, as soon as you sit down, you keep asking her to grab everything around the house. Like, yeah, you can get up and do something. I'm saying, like, if just once in a blue moon, you sit on the couch. I've dated women where if you ask them to do anything, it's like you're disrespecting them. Now, obviously, I'm not finna fucking go, you know what, yeah, submissive, and you know what, if she doesn't act as a footstool when you trying to grab something off the fridge, throw her to the streets, I ain't gonna say no goofy shit like that. But I could see why, not I could see why, I see where the huge shift comes from on the other side. And you see the exact same thing with fucking politics. You got people, there's people now that straight up saying that we need to just be a socialist country. I don't know how much y'all watch, I don't know how big of history fans you are. I was like, bro, if you take China and take Russia, and like I said, I don't want to make this a political podcast, but if y'all take China and Russia, right, and say, all right, let me look at their communist history of both these countries, you get hell on earth. Not lying, you get hell on earth. That's not an exaggeration. That's not me being facetious. I'm saying no. That's hell on earth. And those are two major powers. Those are two main places that they had them. And that's literally what you got. And if you don't believe me, in 1944 or 45, whenever Russia got invaded by Germany during World War II, the Russian people were happy to see Nazis taking over. That's how miserable they were. Do you know how bad your life has to be for you to be happy that you see other people coming taking you over and it's fucking Nazis, bro? That's crazy, bro. So, but you know what that is? That's because extreme capitalism has pushed people to this point. Like, it's like, oh, bro, this is ridiculous. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just you're looking at it. Now, I don't think we have, you know, when you look at it, it's so many ways to look at it, but it's just you can't allow what you see on TV, on your phone, or on the computer, or on your tablet, or whatever you can't allow the world to shift your mind state so much that you lose the ability to act in moderation. And there was a podcast I made, I don't remember when. It was an old one. This is like one of the old focal points I used to have, but it was something I just talked about that I called free thought. And what I meant by free thought, and the reason why free thought was a big, I think in my early podcast, I brought free thought up a lot, but what that basically stemmed from was because I noticed even back then that people allowed, you know, and us being social creatures, it's kind of inevitable you're going to be influenced by certain individuals. Like, I'm a big fan of hip hop. Depending on who my favorite artist is at the time, I'll start using their slang sometimes. Like, I'm a huge Chicago fan. I ain't never been to Chicago. I say on Phonem a lot because they say this shit. So I understand it. But you also don't, that's like a minor, okay, you take a couple words here and there. You take a couple, but you don't allow somebody to shift your total way of thinking and your views. Because what ends up happening is, like, the more susceptible you are to just having your whole mindset warped by people who you've never even fucking met before, the easier it is to control you. You know what I mean? And you know, a really, matter of fact, case in point, I just talk about all those horrid things that took place in those two countries that I just mentioned. All of that was due in big part because of what I just said. People allowing, like, you know, everything else to warp their way of thinking. Because there's certain things, like, if I told you to kill somebody, right? But I'm just a normal, a random motherfucker, you'd be like, bro, no, hell no, it's wrong to kill people. But if I was somebody who you thought was a figure of greatness or some shit like that, maybe you probably wouldn't do it, but you'd be like, why? You'd ask a question. You, like, you're not open to it, but you're not as, hey, fuck no, I'm not killing nobody. It's like, well, how come? Why you want me to kill him? What do you do? That's the difference. Just you being that open-minded, just that little bit of okay, let me figure, even though it's something that you know is wrong. And, you know, I thought that was just something that was just odd. And like, what kind of made me want to do a podcast on moderation is because, you know, now I see, like, some of the shit that I see now is so bad. It's like, bro, we need to, like, find some type of moderation. And I think, at least in America, and I know I got other listeners from different countries, at least in America, I feel like a lot of that is it starts the politics and sifts and, like, kind of moves its way into, like, other facets of the communities. But it starts with the politics in my eyes, because that's where I see the biggest, like, extreme, like, I'm way over here, I'm way over there, and I'm not coming back, fuck y'all niggas. And it doesn't make any sense to me. And, you know, we have to gain that. And like, for example, when Meg Thee Stallion got shot, now, I'm not going to go into the whole details, all the shit and all that, I'm not doing that. But an example of this extreme stuff is, okay, a woman got shot. You may not like that she's got the hot girl shit and she's trying to, you know, you may not like her message, whatever. You celebrating her getting shot because she's a hoe in your eyes? That's crazy. That's ridiculous. That's not even no shit that I would even co-sign. That's like when I'm looking at people talk about, yeah, that's, you know, that, I thought it was a hot girl summer. Like, gang, You can't, a woman being promiscuous is not an excuse to harm her. That's fucking ridiculous. And the funny thing is, when I said that to people, they mean, like, no, that's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. But bro, that's essentially what you're fucking, that's basically what you're trying to portray. I mean, what you're pushing out there is, oh, you know, because she acts like this, she deserved that. That's not how that goes. If what you doing isn't hurt nobody, then chill the fuck. Like, what? You know what I mean? Now, again, that's an extreme reaction to what? The hot girl summer shit or the, Amber Rose. What the fuck did she had? But I think she had all them girls out there on the slut walk. That's what it was. That shit. That's the extreme. Shit, the slut walk's the extreme to the other side. So y'all actually just see so many, I could sit here for another 2 hours and just list off, this is a stream, that's a stream, this is a stream. Moderation is key, bro. If you've ever heard, whenever I got friends that's trying to get into fitness or anything like that, or get into lifting weights or eating, I always say, bro, moderation is key. Like, you see people that they want to do the extreme, I'm going way over there, and then I'll work my way back. A lot of times when you try to go to the extreme and bring things back into like a level point, a lot of times it's impossible. You just drop way below that. And that's what, like I used to, that's a big thing you see with diets. Like, people will say, I'm not doing no, I don't know, I won't eat any, I don't know, sweets or some shit. I just won't eat sweets. Or they'll do the keto shit. They'll be like, I'm doing keto for 3 months, cold turkey. And then they get off of keto and then 2 weeks to weight back. Because, again, that was an extreme idea. You want to make it a lifestyle. That was the thing I've always said. Whenever people come and ask me questions, I'm saying, whatever you do, make sure that you can do it for the rest of your life. That's essentially what you're going to try to do. Everybody falls from time to time, but that's your ultimate goal, is to do this for the rest of your life. And, you know, I really wanted to speak on that, because I just be feeling like, you know, a lot of times people are just allow themselves to just be so warped, bro. And that's so bad. And you know, like I said, this is a motivational channel. And the point of a motivational channel is for me to, you know, in part also is, I guess, I think they got me listed on, I looked on the thing. I think they got me listed on the education or some shit like that, which is weird because I be talking shit half the time. I don't know how the fuck, I bet I'm listening to education, but hey, I'm educating you niggas. You feel me? You know what I mean? But yeah, anyhow, just like, I feel like in part I need to emphasize that like, bro, embrace free thought. Embrace it, bro. Like, embrace, like, look at something. Don't go way to the other side just because you don't like just because you don't like the other side more. I said that twice, but, you know, look at things from a very even standpoint. I even gotta catch myself doing this sometimes, because I'm gonna be honest with you, like, this would be certain shit. Like, when Trump was in office, man, boy, I used to, man, listen, I'm talking about, I used to try to, but you know what's so funny is that at some point, I always think this too, when I look at certain people that are extreme one way or the other, at some point, something's going to happen, you'll be like, all right, this is kind of stupid. And you have the decision to stay and partake with the dumb shit, or, you know, level out your thinking a little bit. And it's happened to me, because there was points in time where I was like, you know what, fuck Trump, fuck it up, and I'm way on the other side. And something that happened, matter of fact, I can give you an exact example. I'm trying to remember what was it, what one of the things that, oh, the defund the police shit. I was all with the movement, the Black Lives Matter movement, and then I heard the defund the police. I was like, what the fuck is y'all talking about? Abolish the police. What the fuck? What are y'all talking about? And to do what? Defund and do what with the funds? What the fuck? What are y'all talking about? And you know what's so crazy is I'll talk to people that were posting it, and no one had no one had any type of solution or plan. It was just defund them. We don't need them. Then who's gonna police the communities? We'll police ourselves. How? Who the fuck? So what about the justice system? Like, who brings people to court? Are they going to abolish the justice system too? Or they going to abolish? I mean, at that point, the justice system is technically a part of the three branches of government. So if you want to abolish a whole branch of government, what about? Like, you just start asking all these fucking questions. It's like, bro, y'all niggas is dumb. Like, what? But that was the extreme side. You know what I mean? Because you start seeing that obviously is a extreme and kind of dumb idea without a plan. But if you on that side, I guarantee there's a bunch of people that heard that say that slogan was like, well, that's kind of fucking stupid. But they was like, but I'm riding with y'all because I don't like them. And that's where you gotta be like, okay, let's dial this back a little bit, bro. Let's think. You know what I'm saying? Let's think about this here. Yeah, but you know, I just wanted to speak on that. This is a short podcast. I just thought that was something on my mind. I was like, let me come chop it up with y'all, man. But y'all already know how we doing, man. Reaper Motivation, man. More content coming for y'all soon. The book is out now. Tenacious Rules. Please go cop that. I appreciate all the support. I appreciate y'all listening. We don't chase dreams. We hunt goals. Y'all be easy.